Hello and welcome to the Incoming Aughty, or Tia for short. Thank you so much for joining me. It's lovely to have you here. This is episode 7 of my journey with autism. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I would recommend that you go back and do so. Don't start with this one because you might get a bit lost. So at the end of the last episode, I'd got to the stage where I had been diagnosed officially as being autistic, and I was very happy about that. I'm going to talk in this episode about the next few days after that diagnosis and telling people and my experience with telling people. So I got diagnosed on a Thursday. I was actually born on a Thursday, so that's going to be an exact amount of weeks after I was born. And I can't be bothered to work it out at the moment, but that just occurred to me when I said I got diagnosed on a Thursday, and I was like, oh, I was born on a Thursday. So that's nice. I like exact numbers and things. So tangent, but I've always said, and I don't mean this to sound really morbid, I don't really mean it like that, but I would quite like to die on my birthday because it's just nice and neat. Then you're just exactly however many years old, and it would just look cool on your tombstone as well. I don't even know if I'm going to have a tombstone, but I just like the idea of dying on my birthday because it's nice and neat. And if I can't die on my birthday, well, then at least I would like to die on the date, you know, the day of the month that I was born. So at least that would be neat. So I'm exactly a certain amount of years and a certain amount of months old. Yeah, sorry about that. Honestly, I don't mean that to sound really morbid. It's just, I think it's a cool thing. So, right. Oh, yeah. Autism diagnosis. So it was a Thursday. Yeah, let's go all the way back there. I cried a little bit. Not floods. It was more relief than anything. So I just shed a few tears and I went out and told my fiancé straight away. Then I just kind of sat down and just read the report and tried to take it in as best I could. I needed some help with understanding the report, so I had to Google a few things. And then I told a few people, and later on that day I decided to do a Facebook post where I told all of my Facebook friends. I keep my Facebook quite private in that I only add people that I would sort of sit down and have a cup of coffee with. I don't just add any old random people, so I don't have thousands of friends that I never speak to. I didn't have a problem with putting it out. And plus, I've always been really open about anything to do with mental health, because I think it's really, really important that there's no taboo around those subjects. And I think they need to be spoken about. And so I knew that I was going to tell everyone. So I did. I did a Facebook post to announce it. And I told all of my friends and closest friends and family first. And most people were, well, everyone was happy for me, really, because everybody that I'd spoken to, I had told that I was hoping that I was, and I was told that it would be a relief for me. So everybody was sort of saying congratulations and yeah, good for you and that kind of stuff. And then they would follow up with how do you feel and are you okay? And that's fine. But it was only the next day, the Friday, that I realized that I wasn't really okay. And I don't really know why, but my mind was just going crazy with stuff and nothing even that I can remember. It was just all very overwhelming. Looking back now, I probably shouldn't have told as many people as quickly as I did. I should have done it a bit slower, but that's me as well. I can never wait and I always do everything at once. On the Friday, by the end of Friday, about 5-6 o'clock on the Friday, I was feeling so overwhelmed that I started to write. I used to keep a diary all the time. I don't do that anymore, but my friend encouraged me to just start writing and do that. But just where you're not writing about anything in particular, you just put pen to paper and see what comes out. And I'd written quite a lot of pages. My fiance finished work and came home and I said, look, I'm struggling so much. I just feel angsty and overwhelmed and twitchy. And I can't concentrate. I said, I'm seriously just thinking about booking a hotel room and just going and staying in a room for 2 days just to quiet my head. And I didn't even mean with him. I just meant on my own. Now, my fiance is a massive camping fan and I'm not really a big fan of camping. But he said, well, you know what's good for clearing your head? And I was like, no, what? He said, camping. This was a couple of months back in the summer, so it was nice and warm. And do you know what? I didn't even think about it. I was just like, yep, can we get somewhere now? Can you book it? So he got straight on the internet and then on the phone, and we managed to find somewhere quite nearby that we could get in. And we just quickly ran up into the loft, got all the camping stuff down, which is all his stuff. He has all the stuff that you need. I have nothing. So yeah, we got all of his things down and went camping for two nights, which turned out to be the absolute best thing I could have done. There wasn't much signal in the field, and you want to conserve a bit of phone battery anyway, so I had my phone on flight mode for most of it. It was just a field, just took a couple of books, stopped at the supermarket on the way, got some cheese, got some wine, and then just went camping, took the dog as well, and it was lovely. It was exactly what I needed, and I just texted a few people and just said, look, overwhelmed, going camping, do not disturb. And they were all like, okay, fine. I just thought I'd tell a couple of people in case anything happened, you know. And that was that. Yeah, I spent the whole weekend in the field and it was so lovely. Oh my gosh, it was the best thing, just exactly what I needed. And I think it was better than being in a hotel room, because being outdoors and seeing all the trees and nature and stuff was so much better than just being in a stuffy hotel room. So it was absolutely brilliant. And I came back on the Sunday feeling so rested and just really clear in my head. And I just felt much calmer and much better. So thank you, fiance, for that suggestion. It was probably a little bit selfish on his part because he loves camping, but it totally worked, so I don't mind. So after calming down and just getting away from things and feeling better, I had told everybody, but then started to see people face to face, not any special meetups. I didn't organise anything special, but then, you know, life just happens and you end up seeing people. Not as much because it was still during COVID times, but eventually you come face to face with people and they would talk to me about it, which is absolutely fine. And I would always encourage anyone to talk about it. But I just found myself becoming so overwhelmed with explaining it to everybody. And that's why I wish that I hadn't told everybody all at once, because I ended up being the teacher. Not many people around me have any experience with autism or know anyone with it. So they were as much in the dark as I was. And of course, then they were looking to me to get explanations on things. So they might have had some questions. They said, you know, what made you think that you were? How did you go about getting diagnosed? What happened with the assessments? What are the main things that make you feel like you're autistic? Or you know, how does it show up for you? All these kind of things, which are absolutely fine, legitimate questions. But when you're trying to explain this condition, it's very, very difficult. And I'm sure everybody has experienced this with something, whether it be physical, mental, or whatever. But if you're trying to explain something that you feel is a little bit unique to you, to someone who doesn't get it, it's so tricky, because not only are you experiencing it and you're struggling with it yourself, you then have to teach someone else what it is, or try to explain what it is and explain how you feel, all the while feeling how you feel. Autism makes you feel quite strange, weird, like a bit of an outcast, and like you're different to everybody. Then having to explain why and exactly how is really difficult, because I don't communicate like neurotypical people do. Nobody took it badly or anything like that, but naturally they were curious, and I'm a naturally curious person as well, so I would probably do the same thing and ask questions. But as I've said, it just probably would have been a bit easier if I'd only told people as I saw them rather than all at once. But I was just excited. And plus, because I told people that I was going through the assessment, so they were asking me, like, have you got your results yet? And stuff like that. So one of the downsides of just sharing too much, I guess. I had quite a few people, and they didn't do it to be nasty or horrible or anything. But this is actually a good tip. If you're a neurotypical listening to this podcast and somebody's told you that they're autistic, this could be a good example of what not to say. So if you ask them questions about it and they start to describe their symptoms or traits, don't respond by saying, "Oh yeah, but we all have that." Oh my God. I wish I had a pound for every time someone said that to me. "Oh, I do that. Oh, I have that. Oh, I, everyone does that though." That's when I got exhausted and that's when I got exasperated, because it was just like, yeah, I know. Okay, so I know that everybody is sensitive to some types of noise. You know, most people hate nails down a blackboard, for example, you know, and it makes them shudder a bit. Most people hate high-pitched screeching or a yappy dog barking constantly and stuff like that. And like, yeah, that would affect anyone. But then explaining how it affects you as an autistic person can make you a bit exhausted, because they just don't get it. No matter how hard you try to put yourself in someone else's shoes, you cannot actually physically be in their body and experience what they're experiencing. So you can try and imagine it and you can empathize and sympathize all you like, but you will never 100% know what it's like. So dismissing what they're saying with a statement like, "Oh yeah, but we all get that sometimes," really made me feel belittled and unheard and not believed, really. So that is when I got really exhausted, is when I came up against those kind of statements, because I was like, well, yeah, I know, but, and then I have to try and explain exactly how these things make me feel or react. And that's where it's so difficult, because people just don't understand it. And I've always said this my whole life, right? But I really hope that one day science brings us to a point where we can somehow transfer our feelings to another person, even if only for a moment. I just wish that you could just like touch someone's hand and then they would just feel everything that you're feeling. It would be so much easier if we could do that rather than try to explain this stuff. I could just be like, right, come here, give me your hand, and then you'll feel it and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. How brilliant would that be? That would be so wonderful. Like, we could understand each other so much better, because it's really difficult to explain. I haven't yet made up a good way to do it. And it was really exhausting for the first couple of weeks after being diagnosed. What I was a little bit worried about was people thinking that I was going to change. And so I said to people, yeah, I might change in your eyes, but in my body, I'm not changing. And in my mind, I'm not. What I'm going to do now, and this is what I wanted to do after being diagnosed, I wanted to be truer to myself. I wanted to mask less. And I just wanted to explain what I was thinking a bit more to people so that they could understand how I feel, rather than just not saying anything. So that is how I may seem like I'm changing to somebody else. But to me, I'm not. I'm still me. I'm just allowing me to be seen a bit more than what I have done before. And that's really important for me. And that is something that I have been doing more and more since being diagnosed. I'm sort of coming to the end of my journey now, but I still have lots of ideas for other things to talk about. So I might do another episode or two with a bit more of the chronological story. And then I'll just go into some one-off episodes after that about anything and everything to do with autism. I want to touch on some other conditions as well. So yeah, so stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thank you. Share, like, and comment and all that kind of stuff. Take care, and I'll speak to you next time.